Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 96 for Wednesday, May 4th, 2016. Location exploration. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Tunnel Bear. Tunnel Bear is the simple privacy app that makes it easy to browse privately and enjoy a more open internet. To learn more and get your free Tunnel Bear, visit trytunnelbear.com/arena. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Whether I'm traveling or just hanging around the butter and eggs crazy town that is Petaluma, sometimes, not often, but sometimes I need some help finding things to do. This is particularly important when I'm in a place I don't already know. Tapping into the wisdom of the locals can be a challenge, but thanks to the internet, it's not at all impossible. And at home, well, I just simply get bored with my options, let's say, and need a kick in the pants to force myself to try something new. Today's episode is all about ways that you can discover places to check out and things to keep you occupied inside those places. And that includes the place you probably spend most of your time at. Home. So let's go on a little location exploration in today's roundup. Last week, I spent some time looking at a few of Google's nominees for best apps of 2015, and the app called World Around Me also appeared on that list, so why don't we take a closer look? It fits into today's theme. World Around Me is a great example of our augmented reality future that we keep hearing so much about. Think of the app as a window into what surrounds you in real time. From this main page, I'm given a few category options from food and drink to banks and ATMs to enjoy for, you know, all the fun things. And that's just for starters. If you scroll down, you'll see a bunch of other categories that are on tap. You can select any of those categories and suddenly camera mode will be activated. Holding the device up, you're going to see a little radar in the top left that shows which direction you're facing. And all those little dots actually denote locations that match the category that you've selected. Point towards a dot, and then a little on-screen bubble will appear detailing what's there and how far away it is. Tap one of those bubbles, and you'll get more information around that particular location, including what number to call if you want to give them a phone call, an associated site, and navigation for how to get there from where you happen to be. Also, there are some reviews, if there happen to be any reviews for that particular place, and an embedded Google map. If you just want the list or a map overlay, you can do that as well. You can switch the view to either one of those away from the camera view. But for sure, the fun is in the augmented reality camera view. That's what really sets World Around Me apart. A pro upgrade brings an ad-free experience as well as including even more photos of the places you'll discover. World Around Me is free, but look for the pro upgrade in the Play Store for $2.99. I've talked on this show in the past about my love for Lonely Planet. A while back, I actually showed off a pared-down version of their amazing travel companion guides with the app called Make My Day. Well, if you love their guides like I do and simply want access to them for your own long-form planning, then find the new app called Guides by Lonely Planet. You'll find a healthy list of city guides from the main screen, all of which I'm sure you'll want to travel to immediately, so sorry about that. Let's say you have a trip to Madrid coming up. Just go ahead and find that in the list, tap it, and then, of course, fire off the download, which is pretty quick. And once downloaded, tap into it, and now you have access to the many sections of the guides for that particular location. What to see, where to eat, where to sleep, shop, drink, and, of course, play. All the bases are covered here. Any of those can be explored, revealing a sizable list of options inside. Each of those can be tapped into, showing all the information around that place, its surroundings, and a whole lot more. Now, up at the top is the map for getting your bearings on wherever you happen to be looking at. And below those categories are a number of notable locations and experiences, things that you probably should consider even if they sit outside of what you're specifically looking for. And embedded search brings you right to that place you know you need to see, even if you don't want to browse to it. Make sure to check out the side slide-out tray, which is easy to miss, for expanded facts for that area, things that you should know when traveling there, as well as a repository for anything that you highlight as a favorite spot. That way you don't miss anything while you're there. In Madrid, lucky you. Find guides by Lonely Planet for free, astonishingly free anyways, in the Play Store. Whether you're traveling or having a staycation in a familiar place like home, you might be fresh out of creativity when it comes to keeping occupied. That is exactly what Shuffle My Life is all about tackling. And when I'm talking about location exploration in this sense, Shuffle My Life is highly focused on your location being the place you already are. Home. I start off by swiping left to check out some recommendations of what to do here. In this case, Storage Master is recommended. Basically, it instructs me to take 20 minutes to organize a drawer or a cupboard and get rid of the things that aren't needed. I can save this task for later if I really don't want to do that kind of work right now. And then when I'm done, I'll simply tap the done button. Now, as you complete more tasks throughout each day, you're going to add to your streak and gain points inside the app. Nice little bonus there. Suggestions are abundant inside a number of different categories to keep things interesting, from creative things to knowledge to productivity and more. And yes, there is an urban category that should get you out of the house and onto the streets. You might be encouraged to go out and see a sports game, let's say, at a professional stadium, because why not? Or stay inside and spend 10 solid minutes on taking a picture of your socks and improving it with software to create an artistic masterpiece. Yes, it even recommends you take pictures of your socks. Anyways, Shuffle My Life will get you out of your comfort zone, and it's always bringing new suggestions to the mix. Upgrade to the pro version to get rid of the ads, activate group tasks for things that everyone can participate in, and save options so a task can be reserved for a later time. Find Shuffle My Life in the Play Store for free with a 99-cent upgrade inside the app. On its surface, handing over my spare time to an app like Shuffle My Life sounds intriguing, but only if I really hold myself to the recommendation that I'm given. And let's face it, it only really works if you actually have that elusive thing called spare time, something that I definitely have to work on in my own life. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that's Tunnel Bear. Tunnel Bear is the simple privacy app that provides you with a secure and private connection to enjoy a more open internet. Tunnel Bear lets you bypass all of those annoying details that typically come with using a VPN for personal use. Sometimes they're kind of complicated. Not here. There's no need to mess around with port configurations, DNS, or any other router settings. Tunnel Bear handles all of that in the background for you. It's incredibly easy to use. You just choose a country inside the app, turn Tunnel Bear on, and watch as your bear tunnels your internet connection to your new location. It's quick, it's easy to get started, and you're going to get 500 megs of free data every month and with no credit card required. How's that? When Tunnel Bear is turned on, your connection is actually secured with AES 256-bit encryption. That's the strongest encryption you can have. You can bypass geo-blocking and hide your location. Your online activity is actually shielded from prying third parties, hackers, and other local networks. Tunnel Bear also prevents your internet service provider from monitoring your online activity. They also have a top-rated privacy policy and do not log user activity. That part is key. Tunnel to 20 different countries and use the internet as if you're in another country. So check it out. Get your free Tunnel Bear now at trytunnelbear.com/arena. Tunnel Bear is the simple privacy app for mobile and desktop browsing. And we want you to visit trytunnelbear.com/arena to get your free account today. It's quick and easy. Just go to trytunnelbear.com/arena, and we thank Tunnel Bear for their support. All right, up next, this week's big app is, okay, yes, it's an alarm clock app, but I promise this one's a little different. Trust me, and if you don't trust me, put your trust in The Rock. Okay, wussies, listen up. You need to get stuff done, but that stupid snooze button on your alarm clock is getting in the way. Dwayne The Rock Johnson apparently dislikes the snooze button a lot. And in his mission to empowering puny little you to achieve more in your life, The Rock released a new alarm clock app called The Rock Clock. First and foremost, you won't get the opportunity to snooze that alarm. No, no, that alarm is a promise that you're making to yourself to get up and get stuff done. But that's just the start of it. Let's set a goal right off the top. Fittingly, I'll choose gain 5 pounds of muscle. I set a date by which I want to achieve this goal, and now I'll go ahead and set a time by which The Rock himself will wake my $A$ signs up, and it's set. Also, if you want to synchronize your own wake-up time with The Rock's, you actually can. It's just this little toggle here, though that'll get you out of bed at the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed time of 4:15 a.m. So, fair warning there. Now, with every alarm, Dwayne will have an inspirational message to deliver to you to keep you on track. But before that, you're going to hear him making alarm sounds with his voice.
Beep, 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 beep. I can do this all morning.
And that gets annoying really quick. And so you have no excuse. Plus, you have to answer to The Rock himself. If that isn't enough inspiration, then I can't help your wimpy constitution. Find The Rock Clock in the Play Store now and get to work. There is nothing quite like waking up nice and early to someone yelling at you with their imitation of an alarm clock. I should know. That's how my dad used to wake me up when I was a kid. But now I'm the dad, and I get to be the one making the alarm noises. And yeah, I can say for sure my kids do not love that very much. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv or post them to the subreddit. It's androidapparena.reddit.com. The show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Today at twit.tv/live. And a new episode always appears later in the evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week
in the arena.